when you hear the rumble of the racetrack. You're listening to NASCAR on North Sound 1380 KRKO.
Busch's Dodge trying to hold off the charge of Jeff Gordon's Chevy across the stripe. The white flag is out for Kurt Busch. Carl Edwards is out. Rally back. He's taken away second from Gordon.
And that's exactly what Kurt Busch needed off turn two. Here comes Busch. Here comes Gordon in the middle. They're almost three wide. Carl Edwards, no place to go. Kurt Busch leads Jeff Gordon down the back stretch.
Three cars racing for the lead. Your leader is Kurt Busch. Jeff Gordon is there. Carl Edwards is falling back. Here comes Gordon. He's going to try to work on Kurt Busch. Busch to the bottom of the speedway. Gordon two car lengths back.
Kurt Busch will lead them out of turn number four. The drag race to the checkered flag will be won by Kurt Busch in the Miller Lite Dodge. He beats Jeff Gordon to grab the victory in the Cobalt Tools 500, his second win here at the Atlanta Motor Speedway in the 19th of his Sprint Cup Series career.
And welcome back to North Sound Racing with Steve Mortland and Tom Glitherow. Great show so far tonight. We want to thank Taylor Malsom, Paul Bartholomew, Tracy DeYoung, Seth Bergman, and all of you who have been listening. Again, I want to remind you, next week we're going to do what I think is really going to be a cool segment. My lovely girlfriend, Sherry, and my lovely new friend, Tom, are going to be kind of putting together some ideas and to hopefully help you guys come out and get some sponsors in these tough times. And Sherry's sponsored several cars over the years. Tom, as I mentioned, you have listened to several proposals over the years and kind of what works, what doesn't. We'll get a couple other people involved in this as well. I want to remind you, coming up right at 8 o'clock tonight, the Washington State Cougars take on the UCLA Bruins at the Staples Center. And then after that, the Verizon Pit Reporters here on North Sound 1380. And we've got one more guest to go, and this is kind of a cool one. Spokane Raceway Park is getting fired back up this year, and it's a pleasure to welcome to North Sound Racing Larry Bertrand, who is going to be in charge of the oval track out at Spokane. Good evening, Larry.
Good evening. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thanks for being there for us, man. Thanks for stepping up and getting something done over there, because that track, and, you know, it's a really special place. We had a couple of people talk about it last year, and it's a really unique facility with road course, drag strip, and what you're going to be in charge of is the oval track. First of all, tell us how you got to the point of for whatever reason, wanting to run an oval track.
Oh, well, it's the same thing that, same reason everybody's racing or involved in the business. It's just a passion for motorsports and just, the love of being in the crowd and smelling the cars and, hearing the sounds and just the raw horsepower and the adrenaline in the air.
And you've got, what kind of background do you have as far as, you know, I know you have a background in finance, which could really help you. But, you know, talk about, you know, what kind of possesses you, because it takes a different kind of person to do that kind of stuff.
Sure. Well, I have had 2 years experience as the president and promoter of a touring late model class. But some of the being a promoter and being an over the top kind of guy where you're trying to wow the audience, that it is just something a lot of people have or don't have. And there's some people that get into the promotions business that make money, but they don't ever really wow the audience week after week. And mm-hmm. So we're to really put on not just a race, but also a show and something that the fans can really enjoy and break away from their work week, which, you know, with the economy right now, a lot of people have some jobs. They don't enjoy as much as they used to. So we really want to make sure that Saturday night gives them a break and they get to have just a lot of fun and enjoy something that they still love.
I've had the opportunity, Larry, you and I have had dinner together. We've talked a number of times on the phone, and I know this is kind of the culmination of, and you had to kind of go a long way around to get to this spot. But you had your eye on Spokane Raceway Park even before Bucky Austin actually got the lease, but the place has been in disrepair. There's, you know, every story you ever want to hear about the prior promoter. You guys got some aggressive plans. Maybe spend a couple minutes telling us, you know, what people are going to see. And then maybe, too, also, what's been the reaction of the residents of Spokane? Because a big facility, but really kind of an eyesore.
Sure. Well, at this point, the main focus is to get the thing back open and running full time. So We want to make and focus on all the safety improvements right out of the gate so that the fans can have a safe time when they come into the facility while they're enjoying the show that they're watching. And then immediate improvements that we're making, we are building a massive expansion of the pit areas for where the racers can pit. They haven't had a very clean place to unload their cars and lay under them and work on them. So we used to see things where people would have a 10-foot-wide piece of carpet and roll it out and put the car on it. So we want to get the people back on clean ground where they can work on their race cars. And we want to remodel the grandstands, again, so the fans have a more comfortable place to a safer place. The track has never had handrails to go up and down the stairs, so that's something that we're putting in so that people have a little bit of leverage to walk up and down the stairs. And we're also getting a lot of technology. Not all racetracks still are getting into the credit card business, but we're getting into it right away. We want our fans to be able to buy their tickets at home. We even want the racer to be able to buy his pit pass at home so we can make the walking through the pit gate or the front gate for the grandstands a faster experience for the fan and the racer.
Is the area of Spokane embracing the track now? I know it used to be a huge race town, you know, back many years ago. And what's their reaction to all the things you're doing?
Well, a lot of people are excited. Sure, there's still a little bit of anxiety because they haven't, you know, got to come out and see what's been done. But everybody is excited. We're just getting inundated with phone calls and emails of people asking, is this really going on? Is this really getting fixed up? And then we're getting a lot of stories. Oh, I used to love coming here 10 years ago or 20 years ago. And unfortunately, the recent stories, people haven't had as good a time in recent years as they used to a long time ago. So they're very excited to have this back in their community and be able to participate in it again as a fan or a racer.
You know, we have mentioned numerous times as we continue our visit with Larry Bertrand from Spokane County Raceway Park, fighting for that entertainment dollar is tough, and fighting for it today is even tougher. But it sounds to me like you guys are really taking some cues from some of the really good promoters around the area and making it a total experience from the minute they walk in the door until the minute they leave and want to come back next Saturday.
Yeah, and, you know, being able to talk with great experienced people like Tom, you know, really helps. And I was going to say, I haven't met your girlfriend before, but I have met Tom, and he is also very beautiful.
Isn't he, though?
Yeah.
And the long-suffering Mrs. Glitherow is with us as well, keeping control of him over. There's, you got to be honest, Larry, there's a nice piece of glass separating us, so it's all right. So what big shows you got planned? Every track has got at least two or three weekends out of the year where you really pull out all the stops.
Sure. Well, we have some big shows coming in. Saturday, May 9th, we have the ASA, Northwest Late Model Tour, coming into Spokane, and they're really excited to get back on the high-banked half mile. And then we have, on June 20th, the Rolling Thunder Big Rigs hitting the high-banked half mile. So that's going to be very exciting, and we hope that they don't knock down too much of the new stuff that we're building. Then in July, July 18th, we have the NSRA, the Super Unlimited Wing Sprint Cars, which hold the all-time track record at Spokane and about a dozen other Northwest tracks.
You've got some really cool events, and I think, you know, I've always thought that Spokane, that Idaho state line area, is a perfect place for a tour race. I think that will be an absolute home run. You'll have to buy those tickets early because it could be a standing room only deal. I know you've got some goofy things planned. Maybe you want to share some of those, or maybe you want to keep them to yourself, but you got some pretty cool entertainment type stunts maybe you want to talk about.
Sure. One of the other things that we're really focused on is not just bringing in the big show, but we're starting up to 9 new local track classes right out of the gate. A lot of the people that are calling me are saying, hey, you know, this is my racetrack. I live here. I live next to it. What are you going to do for me? I don't care about the rich guy that comes in with his really fancy, big, noisy race car. I want to know what you're going to do for me. So we have up to 9 new local classes starting this year, and some of them are fun. They're entry level, and so they provide real racing where people can race a real race car, but they also provide a little more excitement for the fan. So one of the main local shows is called Cops and Robbers, and it's an entry level bomber four cylinder race cars all racing on the track and racing each other. And about two laps into the race, we have three cop cars that head onto the half mile and chase down all the little robber cars. And as the robber cars get touched by the cop, they are no longer available to be in the race, and they are arrested. And the last car to outrun the cops, instead of getting a trophy, he gets handcuffed in victory lane. So it'll be a fun experience, hopefully, and something neat. The cop cars have real lights and sirens on them, so it'll be...
And real cops, right? Isn't that the plan? I mean, to have some real police officers in those cars?
Well, you know what? I was going to have all real police officers in the car, and then I realized... You know, there's some pretty talented four-cylinder race car drivers. If the cop never arrests them, it'll kind of ruin my show. So I'm going to invite some of the celebrity drivers to drive a couple cop cars and try to have one real police officer learning from some of the greats on some new driving tips.
Well, if nothing else, we can probably get Cherry Berger over there because she's been arrested by most every cop. No, I mean, I'm going to be in big trouble for that one. But that's an absolute
Tom's
great
idea. Tom's mic has now been shut off. Lasted one show taking applications.
I understand.
I know.
I think that's going to be absolutely a real wonderful deal. And, you know, to put on some what I guess I'd call pure racing events and then mix in some really good entertainment. So tell us what other plans. You got a drag strip. You've got a road course. I know you're just kind of dealing with the circle track, but maybe some of the improvements, some of the things that people will see on the other side of the house.
Well, the biggest thing on the drag strip that the biggest rumor or anything that we'd like to clear up is we are an NHRA official drag racing track. And
that's
our done deal. And so we're rolling off into the 2009 season as a NHRA drag strip. So that's one of the biggest questions that people weren't sure that we were going to be able to get that done. We also secured an NHRA Lucas Oil drag racing series event June 11th through June 14th. So that's, again, just going to be a really neat way to kick off the drag strip.
Now, Larry, are you going to look at maybe getting aligned on the oval track side with, like, NASCAR, ASA, anybody like that?
We have researched it. Unfortunately, we've been spending so much time trying to rebuild and fix stuff. We haven't enough time to chase down all of those options yet. But those are things that we'll be able to have a lot more time to look at the end of this season. Right now, we just wanted to open this place up and let the local racer get back on his track.
Cool. Now, let's get some idea on how people can find out what's going on out there. Give us your website and contact information.
Great, yeah, our new website is SpokaneCountyRaceway.com, and if anyone has any questions on the oval track, they can email me at Larry@SpokaneCountyRaceway.com.
There you go. You guys start practice when?
Providing it stops snowing over here.
What's that got to do with it?
The last Friday of April is when we open up the oval track for practice, and then... the first Friday in May is also practice, and then Saturday, May 2nd is practice on the drag strip, and Saturday, May 2nd is the first oval track race of the year.
You know, for those who haven't been there, this race, the whole thing is set up so that the drag strip backs up to the circle track, so you can actually kind of go to the top of the hill and watch
there
both events on the same night, you know. So it's a kind of a unique facility, and I know, Larry, this is a fulfillment of your dream, and I know you'll put every bit of energy and effort you got into making it successful, and good luck to you.
Well, thanks a lot, Tom. Like I said, it's very important to me that people can come here and have just a lot of fun and enjoy the motorsports and have as much passion for it as we do.
Larry, I got one more comment I need to make, and this is just purely for my own safety. I did get a text message from Sherry, and Tom, she just wants everyone to know she was only cuffed once, and she got out of them. So. Well, we're going to make it over to check your place out.
Great.
At some point during the season, because we're going to be hitting a lot of Eastern Washington shows, and it would be kind of fun to come and see how your place runs.
Fantastic. Well, if you're bringing Tom, we do have a special VIP treatment for our good-looking guest.
Oh, you do? Well, yeah, you might turn in to be handy, then.
I have a mother-in-law that lives in Spokane, so, boy, it's going to take more than that to get that job done.
You know, we...
Just kidding.
We used to do a fight hunt where we'd find the best-looking lady in the audience, and this year we're thinking about doing that with the fellas and finding the best-looking guy. So
there you go. Well, good luck over there, Larry.
Great. Thanks, guys.
Have fun with it. We'll check in with you from time to time, all right?
You got it.
All right,
talk to you soon, Larry.
Thanks, Larry. That was Larry Bertrand, general manager of the Spokane County Raceway Park Oval Track, and we really want to thank him for coming on. All right, we've got a few more minutes here before we need to get out. Brandon is over on the other side itching to get this Washington State Cougars basketball game coming up right at 8 o'clock as they take on the UCLA Bruins in their second game in the Pac-10 tournament. And want to make sure we thank all of our guests that were with us tonight. Taylor Molson, Paul Bartholomew, Larry Bertrand, who you just heard, Tracy DeYoung and Seth Bergman, and Brandon, thanks for your help. Sherry, thanks for listening. Sherry's saving the world one 1040 form at a time.
Pay those taxes.
Pay those taxes.
To D.C. She can get a lot of new clients.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're just got to set up a little kiosk in Washington, D.C. Super Mall there. But miss you here, and look forward to next week when, again, get your comments ready. If you have any ideas, any suggestions for a guest to have on the show, please email us at northsoundracing@hotmail.com, and we'll do our best because we really want to specialize in getting away from the norm. We'll have all of the big stars and the big players on throughout the season and all the major races, but it's always fun to find those ones that not many people know about. And one of them we're really going to hit hard this year, and that's the Stanwood Camano Soapbox Derby. Brandon, I got to talk to you about that. And those type of deals make me know that this is the right thing to be involved in.
Sounds good to me. I'll be there.
Yeah, you'll be there. And you're going to be with us pretty much all season long, I hope.
As long as I don't get fired.
Yeah.
Or Sherry doesn't catch me.
Well, you know, that's always a possibility. Life is not without its risk.
I had the right to remain silent. I just couldn't.
That's true. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you got it. Make sure and stay tuned after Cougar Basketball for those of you listening on the mighty new KRKO, North Sound 1380, 50,000 watts, for the Verizon Pit Reporters. And it's an awesome show. We really want to make sure that you check that out. Any last comments, Mr. Glitherow, before we... break away. We'll be back next Thursday at 8 o'clock.
No, you know, I actually saw this. A guy was arguing with his neighbor about why he races, and I thought this is pretty cool. And, you know, the neighbor's saying he spent too much money racing, and he said, listen, I can sleep in my car, but I can't race my house.
Ooh.
So, you know, that kind of sums up most racers in America nowadays.
Well, make sure and support your local tracks, your local racers, and get out to the racetrack this year because it's always a great time, and we definitely want to see you out there. I want to thank a lot of people who really help us out and have helped us out in this now our fourth season of North Sound Racing. My girlfriend, Sherry Berg, really appreciate all of her help, and I know, Tom, you appreciate all of Jan's support. Brandon over there, who is just a statistical whiz, all of the staff here at KRKO. So that being said... we got to get out of here. Cougar basketball coming up next year on North Sound 1380 KRKO.
Sound Transit Everett Silver Tips Hockey is on. The Tips face the BC Division winners Vancouver Giants one last time before the playoffs.
Now the touch pass down low. Shot score! Dan Iwanski! A beautiful touch pass from Ryan White.
6:35 pregame Friday on your home for Sound Transit Everett Silver Tips Hockey. North Sound 1380 KRKO Radio.
Hi, this is Steve Mortland for Action Auto Parts, located in South Everett, North Linwood, Shoreline, and Green Lake, with an award-winning machine shop. Not only am I the host of North Sound Racing, heard here on North Sound 1380, but a full-time employee of Action Auto Parts. Action is not only a big sponsor of North Sound Racing, but of the NASCAR broadcasts as well, and Action Auto Parts can help you with whatever problem you may have with your vehicle. You know, with the high prices of fuel these days, it's important to keep your car or truck running at its peak efficiency, and Action Auto Parts is the best place in the North Sound to help you with the parts and accessories you need. Each of our stores and machine shop is staffed with experienced counter people, so you can feel comfortable coming to us with any questions about what will work best for you. Action has been locally owned and operated since 1960, so we are here to stay. Check us out. Action Auto Parts with locations in South Everett, Linwood, Shoreline, and Green Lake. Open 7 days a week and on the web at actionautoparts.net.
Get it at Green Shields. We're the pro shop.
Customers educate us. They tell us what they would like to see us carry and what they would want us to carry. So you know what? We research that. We tell